the Dickens Carol. He wanted $51,399.31, which included interest. The commission awarded him $10,000. He died on December 28, 1937, at the age of 63. His obituary in the Boston Globe noted the fact that over the years he had made 60 voyages to London and Europe. A succession of new owners built the Laureate Company into an empire of 120 Laureate's stores, but this expansion came too quickly, at too great a cost, just as bookstores came under pressure from national chains and online sellers. The company filed for bankruptcy protection in 1998, and a year later closed for good. Belle Nash, the Kansas City passenger who lost her husband, found that long after the disaster, she could not look at a clear blue sky without feeling a deep sense of foreboding. Theodate Pope put Mrs. Nash in her will as thanks for that moment on the deck of the rescue ship Julia, when Nash realized that Theodate was not, in fact, dead, and called for help. Theodate's recovery took time. Her spiritualist friends rallied and arranged for her to stay in a private home in Cork. She arrived with her face still battered and vividly hued, wearing a melange of clothing that she had selected from a collection donated by Queenstown residents. Her host family placed her in a guest room with white walls, tulips in window boxes, and a lively coal fire. Until this point, she had existed in a kind of emotional trance, unable to feel much of anything. But now, suddenly, in this cozy home, she felt safe. I dropped into a chair, and for the first time, cried my heart out. She received letters of consolation. Mary Cassatt wrote, "If you were saved, it is because you have still something to do in this world." To complete her recovery, Theodate moved on to London, to the Hyde Park Hotel. Henry James was a regular visitor. Theodate described herself as being in such a state of exhaustion and shock that she would drift off to sleep in his presence. But each time she awoke, he was there, his folded hands on the top of his cane, so motionless that he looked like a mezzotint. Though she had adored England on her past visits, she now found it utterly changed. "You can have no idea of the war atmosphere here," she wrote to her mother. "It is suffocating. It is so, not depressing, but so constantly in the thoughts and on the lips of everyone." She returned to her beloved house, Hillstead. For long afterward, she endured severe insomnia and nightmares in which she searched for her young companion of the Lusitania, Edwin Friend. On the worst nights, a cousin would walk her through her house until she had calmed enough to return to bed. She eventually adopted the gold collar and married a former U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Wallace Riddle. She achieved her goal of creating a progressive boys' school as a memorial to her late father. She built it in Avon, Connecticut, and called it Avon Old Farm School, which exists today. Her companion, Edwin Friend, had indeed been lost, but was reported by members of the reconstituted American Society for Psychical Research to have paid the group several visits.
This is Scott Brake. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania by Eric Larson. This program was directed by Tony Huds, executive producer Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2015 by Eric Larson. Production copyright 2015, Random House LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.